Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on your radio at 94.1 on the free Odyssey app and streaming live on YouTube, where you can see our pretty faces. Hi, YouTube people.
It is top
11 week on 94 WIP. The official list, which is of your votes and staff votes, is being revealed on the show at 2:30 every day throughout the week. So we revealed 11 and 10 today, 11 being Devontae Smith, 10 being Joel Embiid. That is your votes and staff votes. However, a lot of our staff have released their own lists, including morning show host Joe DeCamera, who joins us right now to talk about it, as it has caused a little bit of controversy, I would say. Joe, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure, Spike. You know, I heard you going to break there, and I thought, oh, no, I'm getting nervous here. I don't want to cause hallucination. I just spit truth and wisdom.
Well, okay. So let me ask you this. So the big thing is, we'll go through
this. 0-2 on that.
Sure. Yeah.
Truth and wisdom.
Truth and wisdom. Before we get to the decision not to put Jalen Hurts on the list, because regardless of what you say, you know it's a big decision to not put him there. When you are thinking of your why somebody deserves to be on the list and what sort of and where they are, like what are the what's the word I'm looking for? What are the criteria that you're using for the list? Because we did leave it vague, sort of like an MVP award. So what criteria did you use?
Well, I mean, it's possible it's as simple as just one criteria for me, which is just who do I consider the best player? You know, there is something to be said, something, but not much for me for year to year proving it from the standpoint. I'll just use this quick example. Lane Johnson, I felt confident putting above Jordan Mulata in part because Lane Johnson has proven that it's no fluke. Now, at some point, Jordan Mulata is going to pass Lane Johnson. I don't think he has yet. But just using that as an example, you know, there's something to be said for that type of thing. But essentially, for me, it was just as simple as who do I think is the best player in the present time? And it really was really that simple.
Hmm. So at what point did you realize that Jalen Hurts was not going to make your list?
In the fall.
I can't stand you, man.
I mean, guys, you guys know in the fall I said very clearly on WIP I did not think he was a top seven player on the Eagles offense.
Oh, God.
So how in the world was he going to be in the top 10 of Philadelphia sports?
Because things changed from the fall.
They did, and he finished the season in a spectacular way. But so, too, did Quinyon Mitchell, who no one was open for Patrick Mahomes to throw the ball to, or Zach Bond, who had an incredible interception that set up a Jalen Hurts drive that lasted all of about 11 yards, you know, and any number of other players. Guys, I got great players not on this list. I mean, Schwarber's not on my list.
Hold on. Forget about all that. How did Ranger get on this list?
I think Ranger's a tremendous pitcher. I think he's a better pitcher than Jalen is football player.
Based on what?
Based on the fact that before his back flared up, he was 9-0 last year, and it looks like he's back dialed into that level. I mean,
well, he's the fourth best pitcher at best on his team. He doesn't.
I don't know that to be true. I'll tell you this: like if the playoffs started today, I'd probably give him the ball in game two. But it's close.
You would give Ranger the ball in game two?
I mean, my current inclination is that. But look, you could flip a coin between him, Lizardo, and Sanchez. It's very close.
Yeah, I think Sanchez is the better left-handed pitcher on the team. That's notwithstanding, he's the fourth best pitcher in the rotation at best. How is he on a list and the starting quarterback who won the Super Bowl MVP and led his team to that title not on the list? That's that. Like, even if you had Jalen at 11, I would still be upset. But the fact that he's not even on the list, and Ranger Suarez is on the list. Quinyon Mitchell is on this list. I don't understand this. I really don't. Do you not weigh the importance of the impact that he has on the outcome of games? I'll be the first to tell you Saquon was the driving force in the offense last year.
Yep.
But
yep.
Even I have to admit that Saquon, as great as he is as a talent, is helped by Jalen Hurts being the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he's helped by being the quarterback here. I just, not being on the list, I just don't understand. If you want to put him wherever you want on the list, 1 through 11, okay, whatever. But not being on the list, for a guy who does nothing but what we ask of him, which is winning, and give us a chance to win a championship, the level of disrespect and the overlooking of his importance and significance of the position that he plays on the most important team in the city. He plays the most important position. Like, to me, all that stuff has to weigh in when you're weighing his play versus everybody else's play. Nobody else on this list carries the weight that Jalen Hurts carries as an athlete. No one.
I agree with you on that. Like, 1,000% I agree with you. And that is a tricky one when it comes to this. I hear you loud and clear. If he is out of the game, it causes a bigger problem, probably other than a healthy Joel Embiid, who's not anywhere in my top 10. But that concept, I get it. I really do. Like, I really get it. But like, let me ask you a question. Like, I'm going to ask you this simple question: who do you think is a better football player, Jalen Hurts or Jalen Carter?
Well, Jalen Carter is probably better at playing defensive tackle, but it's harder to play quarterback.
It is.
That's like saying being the number one kicker in the league. Sure, you're all pro every year, but your job isn't as hard as the quarterbacks. It's harder to be It's harder to be the best or even in the top five at Jalen's position, Jalen Hurts' position, than it is Jalen Carter's position. It's a lot easier for Jalen Carter to be at the top of his list than it is Jalen Hurts. He has more people to overclimb.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say harder. I would just say it's more important for the quarterback to be better than the defensive tackle.
You don't think it's harder playing quarterback than it is D tackle?
No, I'll agree with that. I'm just saying, I mean, top five is top five. It just means you passed everybody but four other people, essentially.
Well, hold on. Top five quarterback in the NFL, that's a more significant list than being a top five defensive tackle if I told you there's only three or four great defensive tackles in the league.
I agree, but I totally agree. I just use that as an example.
Okay.
That's where I'm trying to bring, to answer Spike's initial question, what's my criteria?
Yeah.
I just come back to best player. Let me give you another example.
Okay.
I think in the teams you were on, the great Eagles teams of the 2000s. So mm-hmm. I think pretty much everybody would acknowledge that in a game, if Donovan McNabb suffered an injury in the game or prior to the game, it would be a bigger problem than if Brian Dawkins suffered an injury in the game or prior to the game. The Eagles' chances to lose would increase the most if Donovan, the quarterback, went out.
Yeah.
With that said, I believe, and I think somewhere between 90 to 100% of people in Philly would agree with this, Brian Dawkins was a better football player than Donovan McNabb, which is, by the way, part of why the Pro Football Hall of Fame has Dawkins there and not Donovan. That's the way I look at it. And so I would have no problem putting Dawk above Donovan on this type of list, even though it's a bigger problem if Donovan would miss a game. That's the way I view it.
Okay. That's fair, and I actually agree with you with that. On that. I mean, Dawk, even though he played safety, is still not quarterback, and it's not as demanding. Dawk is viewed as a top five player at his position in the history of the game. In the history of the game, he's one of the five best safeties in the history of the game. It would be hard to be one of the five best quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're talking, if you're that, you're you're very
exactly. You see what I'm saying? Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And so these are the kind of, I mean, this is what, and it, you know, I do, all jokes aside, because, you know, people come after me on this, and I try to explain to them, I really don't mean it disrespectful to Jalen Hurts. So I think I actually will certainly say he played better than I expected, is better than I thought he was. I've stated that. But, you know, there are some incredible players in Philly sports. And I guys, I'll tell you this. I have no problem saying easily that I think, you know, with ease is what I mean, that Jalen Carter is better than Jalen Hurts. And I say the same thing about Lane Johnson. I think he's better at football than Jalen Hurts.
At their position, yes.
Just in at their position.
Well, because that matters, Joe. You're talking about the hardest position to play in sports. And it's the most important position to play, being compared to a defensive tackle that he doesn't have to make a tackle all game. And because people will grade him out because other people made plays, they'll say how great he played. A quarterback doesn't get that benefit. Like Jalen just can't. Jalen can't call the game and hand it off to Saquon and everybody praise Jalen for it.
No, I get it. Like you would have never said that Nick Foles was a better football player than Fletcher Cox, right?
Right.
Okay. But it would have been a bigger problem in Super Bowl 52 if Nick Foles got injured.
Oh, no, listen, I understand your logic and what you're doing. I get that. I get that. You're basically saying he is the better player at his position. Yeah, I get it. I get where you arrived at your voting. So I'm not knocking you for that. I'm just giving you a little pushback because I don't know if the significance of playing quarterback is being weighted the same. Nobody else in this town, no other star in this town carries the weight that the quarterback position carries. Like Zach Wilson can be as great as he wants to be as an individual and his team can suck. And we'll still praise Zach Wilson for being an individual great pitcher.
Yep.
Right? We saw Lefty. He won 27 games. Team only won, what, 30? All year long?
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, so a pitcher is different than the quarterback. His play has an impact on the outcome of everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's all. Listen, I give you credit. You got solid sort of reasoning behind what you're doing. I just don't necessarily agree with it. That's all.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, yeah. There was a lot of interesting stuff in here, guys. I mean, Quinion or Cooper DeJean, that's a tough call. I went with Quinion. I think Cooper gets more pubbed because of the interception in the Super Bowl, but I think Quinion's a little bit better. I mean, there's like, you know, really, once I got past the top five, and I felt pretty good through five with those five, in whatever order you want to put them,
yeah.
What I found is six through roughly 15 was a lot of Eagles offensive linemen versus Philly starting pitchers versus Eagles defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of really quality players in there.
Hold on, and you even said Jalen didn't make your top 15.
Well, I said he'd be around 15. I'd have to look at it, but he did not make my top 11. It would probably be somewhere around 15.
All right. I've had him on the grill.
To be honest with you, Joe, the reason I'm letting Ike handle this is that
he agrees with you.
Well, look, I have Jalen on my I give my list on Wednesday. I have Jalen on my list. However, what I am saying is that I understand your perspective, and I've been, when people have called to sort of push back, what I say is, well, I'm doing the same thing that you're saying. Don't you think X player is better at his position than the other player? However, I do think there is validity to the importance of the quarterback position and the fact that he just won Super Bowl MVP. Like, but I hear where you're coming from. I really do. And I do believe some people were saying, Joe's just doing that to piss people off. And I said, you don't know Joe. I said, right. I tried to get Joe to do things to piss people off for several years.
He
wouldn't
do
it. I said, Joe specifically believes this to be true. So I will say that to everybody else. You do believe this to be true.
I do. No, I appreciate you pointing that out, Spike, and I do. I mean, I saw some of the comments on social media today, and it's not fun to read them, but, you know, I know where I'm coming from, and I know it's born out of what I truly believe. Whether people agree with it or not, it's what I believe. So, yeah. But look, I hear both of you on the point about the importance of the quarterback. There's no doubt the quarterback and the goalie in hockey, you know, if the team ever joins the 21st century and competes again, are the two most important positions for team success. And, you know, and superstar in basketball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess the simple way to put it is I just didn't let that frame my answer. But I understand what you're saying. And I agree with you 1,000,000% that the quarterback is the most important position. I agree with that entirely.
Who should be higher up on the top 11 list? I know you're in your top 20 now, but yep. Embiid or Hurts?
Who'd you say, Embiid or Hurts?
Yeah.
Oh, Hurts. I mean, listen, guys, I wrote Embiid's name down when I began my process of whittling it down. But I, you know, because, you know, I probably had 20, 22 names written down. But I did not really give him real, true consideration. I just don't trust him. I mean, you have to be able to answer the bell to be truly considered. It's sad and it's a shame. And I wish he can reestablish, and we can catapult him right back into the top three or so. But
well, when he's playing, where would you rank him?
Listen, I've done this kind of list for, you know, I don't know if you guys know, I invented the top 10, and then you guys did the top 11 thing.
You invented top 10s?
moron. No, I mean, listen, all those years, I typically had him somewhere in the top three.
Okay.
And if he was healthy and Joel MVP type guy, he'd be somewhere in the top three or four. I would put him behind, I think at this point, Wheeler and Harper and Saquon just because, you know, it was playoff failures. And I got to tell you guys, Harper and Wheeler are the two guys, and I've said this for, well, the last 12 months or since the last October happened. I don't blame Wheeler and Harper at all for the Phillies not winning the World Series. Not their fault. I mean, they have totally – I mean, even last year in the playoffs against the Mets, it was only four games. Bryce had a .750 slugging percentage.
Mm-hmm. He did, really, but you talk about answering the bell. He also had the most important at-bat in the entire series, and he failed.
It was a bad at-bat. It was a horrible at-bat.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna dispute that. But I would definitely have Hurts above Joel, which is sad because I want to bring Joel right on back.
So let me ask you this. It seems like the last thing. It's because now you got me annoyed. It seems like you are largely focusing on the last 12 months, right? You have to be because Zach Bond's on your list at 7. Yeah. Saquon's at 1. Quinyon Mitchell's at 9. You think Bryce Harper over the last 12 months have been the second best athlete in Philadelphia? You think Bryce Harper has been a better first baseman than Zach Wheeler's been a pitcher, A.J. Brown's been a wide receiver, Jalen Carter's been a defensive tackle, Lane Johnson's been an offensive tackle, Zach Bond's been a linebacker. Bryce Harper hasn't been better than them at anything.
Yeah, look, it's a good point, Spike. I struggled with that one. I arrived where I arrived because I feel like he's been hampered by injuries that he can get through. I don't know that he will, and I said today on the morning show he might tumble down significantly soon. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for now, but that won't last much longer if he doesn't reestablish extreme greatness.
Man, because number two is pretty high.
Putting out extreme greatness. There's no question.
Well, I mean...
And by the way, so is A.J. Brown. And this guy gets totally jobbed in this process. Like, Jody Mack this morning at A.J. Brown at, like, 8 or 9. It's like, if he played with Joe Burrow, he'd double his numbers. I mean, gosh, Jamar Chase doubled A.J. Brown's numbers. Doubled him in catches. That's a travesty. I think A.J. Brown is a true, flat-out Hall of Fame player. He just doesn't get the ball as much. In part because of Saquon's greatness, but in part because, you know, Jalen's just doing what he does.
Did Jody ever make it back from his smoke break? That was dynamite content.
Oh, man. That was wild.
Jody left the morning show because he thought it was a commercial break when Joe was doing a live read. and they're in panic calling him all morning.
And then his phone rang in the studio. Not only did he have the phone.
He down, left the phone.
He had the phone on. He had the phone on, left it on. It's ringing.
Well, Ike does that.
I do not.
By the way, Blake and I, just tell me real quick. Out of 5 competitions, how many did Spritz win? How many do I win?
Yeah, let's get down to the real.
I think we've treated you pretty respectfully on this call. Don't get used to it. This is the last time you're treated that way.
You've been a little chesty on that morning show. I've heard you.
Fritz is going to obliterate you. The only chance you have at any of these sports is if you don't swing during baseball and he walks you a bunch of times. Like that, I think that's the only chance you have at any
of these. Are you going to swing the bat? Or are you going to stand there and just like wait for a walk? Is that your goal of this?
I will say that he has to prove the ability.
You're taking until 2 strikes.
He's taking pitches.
You're taking until 2 strikes, just like Little League. Walks as good as a hit.
Yep. Bryson to camera.
Smart strategy. Hey, Joe, that's actually a smart strategy. Make Fritz pitch to you, man.
Correct. And I'll tell you right now, the 3 I'm going to win are baseball, tennis, and basketball.
0% chance. 0% chance.
Can I say this to camera? I don't think you're going to win basketball. If you happen to win basketball, it's going to be rough for Jack during our show. Forget about your show.
Like, seriously.
Yeah, it'll be rougher in this show than it'll be in yours.
Yeah.
All right.
I look forward to it.
All right. Yep. Get out of here, DeCamera.
All right, brother.
There he is. Joe DeCamera, the WIP Morning Show. I would say this about Joe, and I believed it before, and I believe it now. He put thought into it. He believes it.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are using the criteria that he decided to use, I understand the point he was making. But it's tough because if you were to, first of all, the Bryce Harper thing, no offense to Bryce, and I know you don't believe me, Jack, there's no reason Bryce Harper should be higher than most of those guys on the list if we're just talking about the last 12 months.
Well, I think he did hit 30 home runs last year and hit .285. I mean, I think it's like he was horrible last year.
Yeah, but he wasn't better than Jalen Carter. He wasn't better than Zach Bond. He wasn't
Zach Bond, whatever. I still think he's better than Zach Bond.
Well, he hasn't had a
he's a linebacker. Come on.
He hasn't had a better year than Zach Bond.
System linebacker. I'm not...
System linebacker?
He was second in defensive player of the year.
Fifth. Anyway,
he was all pro last year.
Yeah. I'm not getting worked up about Zach Bond. He's on my list. Don't you worry.
He was pretty damn good.
Yeah, he was good. On a great defense.
Yeah, but the defense was great because of him.
With a lot of great players around him.
No. One great player.
Now Quinyon's not a great player?
He was a rookie last year.
Doesn't matter. Was he a great player? Jalen Carter, better.
Can I ask
Jalen
you something?
Carter,
AJ
sure.
Brown, better. Okay.
Who?
AJ Brown.
No, I'm in on defense.
I'm talking about Harper.
Oh, you're talking about Harper. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So why is it that in Bryce's time here, do the Phillies have a better record without him than with him?
Because he sucks. That's why, Spike.
I didn't say he sucks.
He sucks.
I didn't say
there
he sucks.
Goes, there
sucks.
He goes.
I didn't just say just trade him. Just trade him at trade deadline.
Better record without Bryce than with Bryce.
Well, that's great. Not good. How far are they going in the playoffs without him?
I'm just saying Lane Johnson doesn't have that same.
Okay. And Lane Johnson, I would have ahead of him.
Okay.
What?
Do you see how testy he gets?
He's real testy.
He's been horrible last year. 30 home runs to 285. Easy.
Again, we're saying last 12 months.
That's in the last 12 months.
That doesn't include all
months.
Of last year. It doesn't.
All right.
All
right.
It includes the first 70 games of this year.
Right.
Where he's been
meh,
pretty average.
So trade him. What do you all want?
Well, he's got a no trade clause. I can't.
What do you all want?
All right. The biggest list is coming up next. That's right. Ike Reese's top 11 athletes in Philadelphia.
Let's go, baby.
Now, just so you know, he hasn't had a chance to change it because I have kept his list in my pocket.
I actually appreciate that.
He doesn't even have access to the list. So Ike Reese's top 11 is next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.